Welcome to Futures in Languages, a podcast showcasing stories from UCF's Modern Languages and Literatures Department alumni. I'm Christina Torres, and I'll be hosting this episode. Today, we'll be talking with Dr. Valerie Mengroso, who graduated from the Spanish MA in fall of 2018, and also, I understand, has an MA in TESOL from before that time. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're really excited to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's truly my honor and pleasure to be here with you today, Christina.
So let's go ahead and just get started. Let's jump in there. I know that you've done a lot of really cool things in your career. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from?
Well, I was actually born in Bethesda, Maryland, in the Naval Hospital there, but that's all I did. And then I went to Brazil and Argentina, my parents, and we lived there as a family for over 20 years.
Wow.
I was raised trilingually, and I returned to the United States when I was, I think, 22.
Okay.
So that's my background.
I did my undergrad in Maryland, so Bethesda. Oh. I recognize Bethesda. I was like, oh, cool.
I actually don't know Bethesda. Back to the United States, I just lived in Florida. I consider myself a Floridian. I love Florida, and this is my home, Florida.
Florida is definitely a cool place, and I think the more that I've traveled, the more I've been abroad and seen different places, the more I enjoy my hometown of Orlando, Florida is really my hometown. Orlando. So, yeah, great. If you could, you lived and you grew up, and you said Brazil and Argentina?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about what that was like?
I grew up in Rio, the land of beautiful music, beautiful beaches, carnival, a lot of Catholicism, also a lot of multicultural. Mm-hmm. And every day in Rio is like being in several countries at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's Rio. And Buenos Aires is very much like New York, actually. And people that leave Buenos Aires like to go to New York. They're port cities, and they have that port city flavor to them. Mm. A lot of nightlife, a lot of, you know, Buenos Aires is a 24-hour town like New York is, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah. Would you say that those multicultural experiences inspired your career choices?
Absolutely. I am very much influenced by the fact that I am a walking multicultural, multi-ethnic, and multilingual human being. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of that. That's the stamp of pride that I have in my life.
Yeah, I think absolutely. It's something to be proud of. Multiculturalism, multilingualism, absolutely. That's great and opens opportunities for us too. So I know you've been busy with all the things that you've been doing. What have you been up to since your graduation from UCF?
Well, since my first graduation, I went on to work in a high school, actually, after my TESOL. Mm-hmm. And I became the Spanish instructor there. Mm-hmm. And I implemented dual enrollment and advanced placements. And I took students to France and to Spain six times.
Wow.
For them to see the world and to be exposed to the beauty of what the world is. Mm-hmm. I've also taught at Valencia for many years, English, Portuguese, and Spanish. And currently I teach at UCF. I have joined the ranks of the Modern Language Department at UCF, and I'm so proud of that. I teach Spanish at UCF, the online programs.
Nice.
And I also teach at Seminole State College in their TESOL program there. Okay. We've already discussed that before.
Yeah. So you got TESOL, and you worked in high school. And what was that like watching high schoolers see really places away from home for the first time?
It's very exciting to take teenagers that are 17, 18 years old abroad for the first time. First of all, we discuss passport issues and we discuss cultural issues. Mm-hmm. And of course, the language that they need as they work their way through an airport or through immigration, and what to do when they get there, how to order at a restaurant, and to practice all of that beforehand and then to see them in action is just a wonderful experience. Many of these students have gone on to studying abroad when they were in college and continuing their studies in second language. And it circles back to that experience of having been a high schooler with all of that beautiful exposure to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that as a teacher, because we're both teachers, the thing that I always just wait for and really enjoy the most is watching students like light bulbs go off, you know, having the connection, the click of, oh, this is why, and this is why we're talking about this. And I can only imagine what that must be like to talk about it for so long and then finally put them in the country and then see those light bulbs go off.
It's one of the most exhilarating experiences as a professional that I can tell you that I've had, to see that aha moment with the students and how they're going out and actually using the language that they've studied and experiencing it firsthand, right? Everything we've talked about, it's wonderful.
Yeah. I also understand that, you know, you've got your two MAs and then you went in and got your EDD in Executive Leadership in Education. Can you tell us a little bit about that decision and what that was like?
Yes, absolutely. The reason why I actually went into teaching second language is because I believe in the cross-cultural communication and that we're all ambassadors of our countries. Mm-hmm. I got into the EDD program of leadership, and I specialized in second language acquisition, teacher training, development of programs, curriculum design, how to make a school function better. Mm. And these are I found these things so important. That's why I went into studying the EDD and executive leadership and education. Mm-hmm. By the way, a wonderful program with wonderful professors, each of them. Mm-hmm. And including Dr. Nata, she's in our department.
Yes. And that would be in the CCIE department, which is, you know, one of our partner programs. We have some crossover with PhD program as well. And I know that we partner with them for research. So shout out to our colleagues in the CCIE as well. Great. So you've been up to a lot of things since graduation. I know you did multiple programs as well from UCF. How did these programs prepare you for your life now?
Well, the overt part is that I'm a professor. I'm an instructor at two different institutions. Mm-hmm. I teach English as a second language and Spanish as a second language. But what is not so visible is the communication, the automatic communication and understanding I have with new students, the English language students, where I know something about their history, their geography, their authors, their language, and it just, the cross-cultural magic that happens when you know a second language is the thing that I most bring to the table, and that was influenced by the programs that I took at UCF.
Mm-hmm. Is there any class that kind of stands out as a class that you just really remember from the programs?
Well, I have to remember the classes of Dr. Lopez, who teaches all sorts of culture and literature from the Caribbean, and how that impacts my knowledge about what's happening in Miami, right? Sure. And all of the Cuban population that came here. I have to make reference to Dr. Lucas Izquierdo and his knowledge of literature, which impacted my relationship with students, because I knew about Vargas Llosa and I knew about cities in the Peru or history of Mexico because of the literature. So all of these professors have played such a pivotal role in my life and in my development. Of course, there's also Doctora Narbone, who taught me all about literature from, of course, España, but along with the literatura, it also came with the history and the politics and the why and the colonizations, and that's all cross-cultural, and that has changed my perception of the world. The world is really kind of a small place.
It's amazing when that happens, because I remember there was also, I was very lucky to be able to study abroad in my undergrad too. And those experiences really did show me as well how small the world is, how interconnected we all are. And that's something that you're speaking really to the things that I also share with my students when I talk to my pre-service TESOL students. And I say, listen, you definitely need to know English grammar, vocabulary. You have to have your TESOL skills. But on top of that, you also have to have your cross-cultural awareness, because you want to have those connections with your students and you want to show that you are knowledgeable enough to ask the right questions and for your students to feel heard. So you're really speaking to that part that I I feel I just want to shout out to my students too. If you're listening to this, we've got another person saying those same things.
No, absolutely. And the intercultural connections that we can make with our students are fundamental as affecting them on their journey as learners, right? We become people that are more valid. We have more validity as professionals when we understand their journey, right? We know something about their lives.
Absolutely.
So it's, the world is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And language, without language, what would a world be without language?
Yeah, absolutely. Language is the vehicle for for all of those things, for sure. I could talk to you for a very long time here. I know that we have to keep it to a certain amount of time for the podcast purposes, but I do want to ask you one just big question here at the end, and that is, if you're talking to anybody who might be interested in studying Spanish or studying TESOL or pursuing executive leadership in education, what advice would you offer someone who is interested in studying within these programs or these languages?
First of all, I want to say that our programs are wonderful. We are state-of-the-art at UCF, and I'm haughty about this. Okay. And second of all, embrace your second language and culture and know that you will change and grow from it. I think another thing I would like to say is tap into your own learning style. Remember that your brain is wired for language. And if you tap into your own learning style, it will make the whole process much more easier for you as a human being. Mm. And another thing I would like to tell a person who is going to start our programs, think of practical ways in which your second language can serve you. Tie it into something. Are you interested also in business, in marketing? Are you interested in becoming an interpreter? And start thinking of that from the get-go. And by golly, most important, enjoy the journey.
Absolutely. Everyone, words of wisdom from Valerie Mengroso here. Is there anything else that you'd like to add here at the end of our conversation?
Yes, I would like to add that I really appreciate being given this opportunity. It's my honor to be here, and I hope that the whole world becomes bilingual.
Thank you so much, Valerie. We really appreciate your time. And thank you for everyone for listening to this episode of Futures in Languages. I'd like to give a shout out to DaVideo Guy for our intro and outro music downloaded from freesound.org. I'm Christina Torres, and our featured guest today was Dr. Valerie Mengroso. Tune in next time to hear more alumni stories from modern languages. For more information about the MA in Spanish and the MA TESOL, as well as the other language programs in the Modern Languages Department, please visit our website at mll.cah.ucf.edu.